Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 28th of February, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Apple shareholders call for human rights transparency. Two-fifths of the company's shareholders defied its management and supported a proposal that would compel the iPhone maker to uphold freedom of expression globally and be more transparent in how it responds to Beijing's demands to restrict certain apps. Walmart to begin public testing of the Walmart Plus membership program as soon as next month, according to Recode sources. Reportedly a rebrand of the company's Delivery Unlimited annual subscription service, Walmart Plus adds features intended to compete with Amazon Prime. Amazon accounts for 40% of U.S. e-commerce, according to a marketer, compared to Walmart's 5%. Facial recognition company Clearview AI has served the Department of Justice, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, other government agencies, and many companies, according to a leaked client list viewed by BuzzFeed News. 2,200 clients have used the company's tech to compare face photos to a database of 3B photos scraped from multiple sources, a company attorney said the leaked information contained numerous inaccuracies. Facebook cancels annual F8 Developers Conference, citing coronavirus concerns. The event was scheduled for May 5 and 6 in San Francisco. GSMA canceled this year's Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, which was scheduled for February 24 to 27, and multiple companies have withdrawn from the Game Developers Conference, slated for March 16 to 20 in San Francisco. The IRS is using AI and data analytics to detect patterns of tax avoidance and to determine the most effective methods for collecting money owed. IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig, recently speaking at an A1st conference at the University of California, said the agency had heat maps representing concentrations of people who don't file at all. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.